You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The winter sales event is on now. Up to $9,000 total value on select models and up to 0% financing for 72 months. Only at LakewoodChev.com.
With Ryan Kartke to discuss all things NFL. And Ryan, it seems to me from a distance that the energy that Sean McVay brings to his team is rubbing off. And that's one of the reasons they've gotten this far. Is that a fair comment to make?
Definitely. I mean, when he stepped in a little less than 2 years ago, this was a team that was in desperate need of some sort of direction. They just needed to change the culture. For nine consecutive seasons, they've lost more than eight games. So when he came in, I think most of the guys who were still left over from that period knew they were sick of losing. So they bought in immediately to what Sean McVay was selling. And it certainly helps that Sean McVay happened to be, you know, this brilliant leader, I guess, is the easiest way to say it. And, you know, he's really backed up everything that he promised them early on. So there's never been any question of buy-in, and this team has really been built in his image, and you can see how successful that image has already been. They were 4-12 2 years ago. Now they're in the Super Bowl.
He's had the spotlight on him the last few weeks here, obviously, but the confidence that we've seen, has it been like that since day one?
Yeah, in L.A., I mean, he's really kind of made himself important just by winning so many games. I mean, when it comes to Los Angeles, the fans there, you know, expect a certain amount of success, and Sean McVay has delivered that right from the beginning, and he's really endeared himself to LA for that, and it's really put the Rams on a pedestal that, you know, maybe a couple of years ago when Jeff Fisher was the coach, we wouldn't have been able to imagine. But, you know, he's handled that spotlight, you know, as well as anyone possibly could. He's kept the team focused, and I don't ever worry about this team losing sight of what's important. And that's a credit to Sean McVay for sure.
Last or 2 weeks ago when the Rams beat the New Orleans Saints, it was C.J. Anderson getting 16 carries. Todd Gurley only 4 carries. How has Gurley looked in practice, and do you expect it to be a little bit more balanced?
Well, we haven't been able to watch Gurley at practice this week just due to the Super Bowl rules, but they keep insisting that he's not hurt, that he wasn't hurt before. I'm not totally sure about that. I think at this point, we can assume he was hurt or at least, you know, worn down towards the end of the season, just given all the mileage that he, you know, undertook this year. But Sean McVay has said over and over that they're going to get him more carries this week. He's going to be a major part of the offense in the Super Bowl. And I'm inclined to believe him, just given what we've seen from Todd Gurley and how well he has done when he's carried the load, you know, this season and last.
Ryan Kartke, NFL writer with the Orange County Register, joining us here on the Jason Greger Show. Obviously, the Cooper Kupp injury was a big loss for the Rams offense, but how has Josh Reynolds looked just sliding into that role?
He slid in pretty well. I mean, I think at first they missed Cooper Kupp definitely because, you know, he was just such a skilled route runner and he was so smart that he fit so well into McVay's offense. And he happened to be, you know, when Jared Goff was first drafted, he and Cooper Kupp were roommates. So they had a rapport right from the start. Now with Reynolds, he's had some struggles, at least to start, but, you know, he's a young player. He's ironed those out, and, you know, he's shown over the last couple of weeks that, you know, he's a critical part of this offense. But the most important aspect of McVay's offense is that it's not about just one guy. So, you know, if a defense keys on Brandon Cooks or Robert Woods, the other starting wide receivers, they can count on Reynolds to fill that third role and step in just as Woods or Cooks would. So, you know, he's done that definitely well over the past month or so. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him make a huge play in the Super Bowl if it came down to it.
Wade Phillips now, he's been to two Super Bowls now in the last 4 years. Of course, he won one as a defensive coordinator with the Denver Broncos and did a great job in shutting down Cam Newton in that game. What do you think he's going to be dialing up here to try to slow down Tom Brady?
You know, I think the main focus defensively is actually going to be on stopping the run, which has been a huge part of the identity of the Patriots offense over the past month. And, you know, I think the Rams and Wade Phillips especially feels like if you're able to make the Patriots offense one-dimensional, then it's a little bit more predictable what they do. And while that the quarterback that's making those predictable passes happens to be the best quarterback of all time, I think they're willing to let Tom Brady, you know, get some yards, air it out a little bit, if they're able to stop the run. Because, you know, if the Patriots were to establish the run, they can control the clock. They can hold on to the ball. And when the Rams don't get the ball and they're not scoring points, this defense, it's shown that it's prone to giving up points and yardage. So I think at this point, they're going to be focusing mostly on stopping the run, stopping Sony Michel, who's been a huge part of the Patriots offense recently and especially in the postseason. And they're going to hope for the best against Tom Brady, because they know, as anyone else knows, you don't exactly stop Tom Brady.
Well, we heard Roby Coleman say some things about Tom Brady. Do you think that his comments kind of go throughout the whole defense? They have some swagger going into this one?
You know, they've tried to downplay those comments for most of the week. And I don't think the defense really needs any swagger. They've shown throughout the playoffs that they're talented enough to stop any offense. I mean, against the Saints, they had a few huge stands in that second half that really gave the offense a chance to take the lead. And I think with the way the defensive line is playing, with Ndamukong Suh having, you know, two of the best games of his entire year these last 2 weeks, they feel pretty confident that they can create pressure up front and also excel in man coverage on the back end with Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters playing a little bit better than they were earlier in the season. So it's I don't know that they need any help on the swagger front. They have a lot of guys, a lot of big personalities that can handle that. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of poking and prodding from through the media before a game like this. I think they'll be fine either way.
Ryan Kartke of the Orange County Register joining us here on the Jason Greger Show. Connor Halley, Jason Strudwick in today. I want to ask you, anyone maybe flying a little bit under the radar, potentially an X-factor type player going into this one for the Rams?
You know, it's tough with the Rams because they really do use all of their players. Whatever the Patriots decide to take away, which is you know, over the years has been their strategy to take away one main weapon, the Rams have someone else who can fill in. But if I were to choose someone, I think we might see a big game out of Gerald Everett, their young tight end. He came on a little bit towards the end of the season. He's a Georgia native. He's from this area. I would imagine he'll be pretty motivated. And the Patriots inside linebackers who would probably be, or their linebackers in general, who will probably be matching up with Everett throughout the game, they aren't quite as athletic as Everett is. I think that's a matchup that the Rams will be able to take advantage of. So if there is someone who, you know, could come out of nowhere and, you know, score two touchdowns or just generally be a viable red zone threat that we're not expecting, I would expect Everett to be that guy.
Brian, final question for you. I don't know if you're a prediction guy, but what do you see happening Sunday afternoon?
You know, I've been going back and forth on this, and I have a hard time picking against a coach and quarterback who have won four Super Bowls and are about to go to their ninth together. But I just think this Rams offense does things that the Patriots defense may not be able to scheme against, and that's always been the strength of the Patriots, is they have such a smart mind in Bill Belichick planning against offensive masterminds like Sean McVay, that they're able to play above their means. And I think against the Rams, they're just too talented up front. They just have too many weapons that they can use. And as long as Jared Goff continues on the tear he's been these last couple weeks, I think they have enough in them to take down the Patriots. So currently the prediction I have is 34-31 Rams. But, you know, at this point, you could tell me any result and I would believe it. I think it's going to be a close game no matter what.
Great stuff. I really appreciate the insight. We look forward to this game on Sunday.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.